This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have announced the distribution of over $32 million in federal funding to support nearly 50 projects across the state. According to a press release, the funding is meant to help local municipalities improve their pedestrian infrastructure, including projects like building or expanding bicycle and pedestrian facilities, improving local trails, and expanding services through the Safe Routes to School program. A number of western Wisconsin municipalities received significant portions of that federal funding. The city of Prescott received one of the largest funding awards at $5.5 million to create safer crossings for cyclists and pedestrians along U.S. Highway 10 as well as State Highways 29 and 35. The city of New Richmond received $1.1 million to support their County Trunk Highway K bike and pedestrian trail project, and Eau Claire County received over $700,000 to reconstruct the Altoona Pedestrian and Bicycle Bridge. A full list of the projects that will receive funding is available on the Wisconsin Department of Transportation website. Xcel Energy has announced that construction work on their Cedar Falls Hydro project in Menominee has officially resumed. According to a press release, the project seeks to strengthen and preserve the historic Cedar Falls Dam, including concrete placements and the installation of a permanent rock anchor system. The project will also see the installation of a new spillway gate, which is scheduled to be completed next year. Xcel Energy officials are also reminding residents that portions of the construction zone are off limits to pedestrians in the interest of public safety. The Eau Claire City County Health Department is reporting an increase in cases of whooping cough in the area. According to a press release, whooping cough is a highly contagious respiratory virus that poses a significant danger for babies, people with asthma or other lung diseases, and pregnant people. Health Department officials are encouraging residents to talk with their healthcare provider about testing for whooping cough if they've been exposed to it or start to develop a cough. They're also encouraging residents to get the whooping cough vaccine if they haven't yet. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. The Waupaca County Fair starts today in Wauwega, but there won't be any horses on display. County fairs across Wisconsin are canceling exhibits and rescheduling equine events due to a highly contagious horse disease. Waupaca County Fair officials sent a letter to 4-H members and their parents that the equine exhibit has been canceled for this year's fair, and the Horse and Pony Project is being rescheduled for a later date. Equine strangles is a highly infectious respiratory infection. At least one, maybe more, horses in Waupaca County has been exposed to a confirmed case in a neighboring county, according to fair officials. The Brown County Fair wrapped up last weekend. Fair organizers say there was no exposure to the horse disease among the animals at this year's event, but officials are urging all horse owners to closely monitor their animals for symptoms. If you suspect your horse has been exposed or is showing signs of illness, contact your veterinarian immediately to prevent further spread. Congressman Tom Tiffany is campaigning across the state as part of his statewide Protecting Wisconsin Farmland Tour. Civic Media's James Kelly has more on the candidate's stop in western Wisconsin.
Congressman Tiffany's comments highlighted his intent to prevent the state's farmland from being purchased by foreign entities if elected as Wisconsin governor in November. He also shared his thoughts on the state's farmland being used for things like solar fields, wind-based power generation, and increasingly common data center developments.
It simply doesn't make sense that we would turn our beautiful farmland over to these developments when it's unnecessary. And also, we should make sure that local people have a say in this.
I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
The Republican congressman will face off with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley in the race for Wisconsin governor in the November midterm election. A teenager is seriously injured after a UTV rolled over in Grant County. Investigators say a teenage male driver and female teen passenger were operating the vehicle when the crash happened. Evidence shows it began to slide sideways while traveling down a hill, rolling over once and ejecting the driver. The teen male was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries before being flown to a hospital in Madison for emergency treatment. The female passenger was taken to the hospital with suspected injuries. As Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer tells us, UTV rollover crashes like the one in Grant County are on the rise across our state.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again reminding riders to practice proper ATV and UTV safety as fatal crashes continue to be an issue across the state. So far this year, 29 people have died in ATV and UTV crashes in Wisconsin. The DNR says not wearing helmets and seatbelts are the primary factors in those fatal incidents, along with riders not completing a safety education course. According to DNR records, the top three types of fatal crashes this year have been rollovers, collisions with motor vehicles, and riders being ejected from the machine. DNR Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator Jacob Holzclaw says not every crash can be prevented, but wearing the proper safety equipment can greatly increase the chances of surviving one. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Riders are also being reminded to stay sober, follow speed limits and other posted signs, and take an ATV or UTV safety class, regardless of age. Charges have been upgraded to intentional homicide in a 2016 Shawano County death. 40-year-old James Radford pleaded not guilty last month to a reckless homicide charge in the death of his wife at their town of Fairbanks home. Prosecutors filed a new criminal complaint last week, changing the charge to first-degree intentional homicide. Court records show a preliminary hearing is set for this Friday. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Brewers in New York.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. It's the Brewers and the Mets tonight at Citibank Field in Queens, New York. Lefty Kyle Harrison on the mound for the Crew against the Mets' Zach Thornton. NFL, a fight broke out during the Packers' practice and pads. Receiver Matthew Golden exchanged punches with defensive end Baron Sorrell after the whistle. Sorrell on how it happened, even though he and Golden played on the same college team.
We're just being competitive, man, going out there playing football. Things happen, emotions get high, and got into it a little bit, but you know, that's my boy and I'm his boy, so we're still cool, but it's football.
Now tomorrow the Packers hold their joint practice session with the Arizona Cardinals and their new head coach Mike LaFleur, Matt's younger brother.
If there is an issue in practice, you're going to be limited or not at all playing in the game. The second part of that is if there's an issue, I'm going to tell the guys, hey, you come tag me in, they can tag in my brother, and we'll throw down on the 50.
That's Matt LaFleur from training camp in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible with a low dropping into the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, cooler and a bit less humid with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.